not all advisors are mentors, okay? Mentors can be people other than one's advisor, but you're very fortunate if your advisor becomes a mentor for you. And Gus was a terrific mentor for me. We were a very good match. Several things I want to mention. First, he gave me freedom in what I pursued as a scientist. He talked to me about the different questions he was interested in exploring and said, well, which of these are really of interest to you and do you want to follow up with? And that was very important to me because it let me use my mind and my intuition and my joy of science to explore. Secondly, he was very good at keeping me on track. Even way back then, I loved to teach, and I TA'd as a graduate student, and I can remember the day he walked in the door and said to me, Cleo, no more TAing. If you don't get on your research, you're never going to get your PhD. And he was right, and I had to stop being a TA and do more research and finish up. So he was very good at focusing people. He wasn't a micromanager. He didn't hang over you, but he knew when to give you a nudge in the right direction. Third, he'd let people get to know him not just as a scientist, a role model of how you do science, but as a person. He let you into his life, into his family, into his past. One story he told that I think was my favorite was when he was an undergraduate at Wageningen in the Netherlands. He worked there as an hourly, and one day they told him he needed to kill off all the grasshoppers that they'd been using in these experiments. And Gus was too kind-hearted. He did not want to kill the grasshoppers, so he opened up the window and threw them out, whereupon they proceeded to defoliate the ivy on this famous building, and leaving it completely uncovered, and I think he became very famous for that incident. I think one of the big challenges for APS is the fact that it is largely a volunteer organization. We have an excellent professional staff that does a lot for us, but still the key positions are held by scientists who volunteer for them. In this day and age, scientists are being asked to do more and more in their own positions, in their real jobs. So it's hard for them to find the time to do these volunteer jobs. I think it's going to be a challenge for our society to figure out how they are going to use people well, reward them well for doing this kind of work, so they continue to want to volunteer for the society. It's very important that we do that.